the horses. When
in the barn? I've got stalls over there now for horses in my barn now.
You call those stalls. Yeah. Now, with the milk cows, did your father have a place where he'd milk them outside?
No, they generally milk them on the inside. In the summertime, they milk them on the outside. Just go to the pasture field and have a post of the need dined to a post.
Did you call that place anything like that place where you'd milk them regularly outside?
No, I don't know.
Just milk them in the barn.
Milk them in the barn.
Well, I was thinking something like a milk gap or a cow pen or.
Well, generally where they pasture and they put them in a maybe a little fenced stall place to milk them, call them cow pens.
Now that would be outside.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the hogs. Where are the hogs?
They call that the hog pen.
I'd like you to describe the hog pen for me, the old.
Well, I've got one over there, built out of concrete. If you go to
the one that your father had.
He just built out of rails.
Did he have any kind of a covering over it?
Well, some of them did, some of them didn't.
And how about the place where the stock around the barn was fenced in area?
Well, the way they done back out in the thrashed wheat, they'd stack the straw and then let the cattle run around the straw stack. Generally put four poles in the ground, fork it up here, and then they'd cut a pole and go across into that fork. Then they'd get the poles and set them this way, all the way around and blow the straw in that. Let the cattle go in there and eat between them.
I see. Yeah.
Poles.
Now, your wife mentioned the word barn lot. Is that common to you?
Yeah, that's where we generally put them up. We'd have a lot, but we'd put them up of a night if we wanted to put them up.
I see.
Drive them in there. Change them in one from one pasture to another.
Would you probably call it a lot or a barn lot?
Well, they call them barn lots back then.
Now the different kinds of fencing that you had on the farm.
Different kind of what?
Fencing.
Well, we didn't have nothing on the rail fence back then, or pale fence.
All right, now those are two different things. Because how were the rail fences laid out?
Well, they went to the woods and cut the logs and split them out with wedges and iron wedges and gluts and things like that about 10 foot long. Then they'd build a fence. You've seen them old crooked rail fences.
Yeah, they're different kinds though. That's why I'd like.
Well, now some of them got to build a straight rail fence. They got to sort of build a straight rail fence. But this year was a built that way.
Now, did they ever put anything up on top of the fence to? With an X,
a
cross like this,
was
a thing?
Well, yeah, where they wanted to, they'd put up a cross that way and then put a rail up in the cross.
Yeah, what did they call that?
What did they call that? I believe we call it riders.
Okay, is it called a stake and rider or just riders?
Yes. Stake and riders.
Stake and riders.
All right, now later when you mentioned the pale and things.
Well, they're about 4 foot long. They rise them out of timber and get them some water and put two strands of water across and then put the pail down. Every time they put a pail in, they'd bend that water,
How wide were the palings?
Oh, about 4 inches, 3 inches, four.
Were they pointed on top or?
Yeah, most of them were. They'd sharpen them on top so it's about anything jumping them,
I see. And then the wire fences came in.
Well, most of them were smooth back then. They got to making barbed wire, and then wool wire.
Mm-hmm.